Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, the perfection of renunciation, text number 74. Sanjayo Vacha. Oh. It's getting big. 8. Vasudevasya. Partasya Jamahatmanaha. Sambadam imam ashrosam adbhutam ramaharshanam Sanjaya vacha. Sanjaya said, iti, thus, aham, I, Vasudevasya, of Krishna, Parthasya, and Arjuna, cha, also, maha-atmanaha, of the great soul, sambadam, discussion, imam, this, ashosam, have heard, abhutam, wonderful, ramaharshanam, making the hair stand on end. You lost the remote?
Yeah, you hear some others, but it works now.
Okay. Somehow. Must be where my umbrella is. Sanjaya said, thus I have heard the conversation of two great souls, Krishna and Arjuna. And so wonderful is that message, and my hair is standing on end. Prabhu, in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Dhritarashtra inquired from his secretary, Sanjaya, what happened on the battlefield of Kurukshetra? The entire study was related to the heart of Sanjaya by the grace of his spiritual master, Vyas. He thus explained the theme of the battlefield. The conversation was wonderful because such an important conversation between two great souls had never been taken place before and would not take place again. It was wonderful because the Supreme Personality of Godhead was speaking about himself and his energies to the living entity Arjuna, a great devotee of the Lord. If we follow in the footsteps of Arjuna to understand Krishna, then our life will be happy and successful. Sanjaya realized this and he began to understand it. And as he began to understand it, he related the conversation to Dhritarashtra. Now it is concluded that wherever there is Krishna and wherever there is Arjuna, there is victory. Text again. Sanjaya vacha ityaham vasudevasya parthasya chamahatmanaha sambadam imam adhrosam adbhutam ramaharshanam. Sanjaya said, thus I've heard the conversation of two great souls, Krishna and Arjuna. And so wonderful is that message that my hair is standing on end. Sanjaya had the good fortune of being able to envision the battlefield where Krishna and Arjuna were speaking. Not only he envisioned it, but he could also hear them speaking, just as if he was personally present there. So, in the transcendental conception, there's no problem, there's no impediment between time and space. And the material world, we're quite limited by time and space. And other thing worth noting here is that there are 5 different types of bhavas. Does anyone know what the 5 types of bhavas are?
Vibhava.
Vibhava. And how is Vibhava broken up?
Two categories.
Yes.
One is called Alambana.
Alambana.
And one is called Ashno.
Udipan.
Udipan.
Udipan. And Alamba has had 2 different types of alambana.
Yes.
Ashraya and Vishaya. And what are the other kinds of bhavas?
Anubhava.
Yes.
Which follows the vibhavas, like
impetus.
And style bhava.
Yes. Vyabhichari bhava. Or Sanchari Bhava. And?
Sattvika Bhava.
Yes. So which one is this? Hair standing on end.
It's unvoluntary, right?
Yeah, well, try to get your hair. Try to get whatever hair you have to stand on end.
So it's
Sattvika Bhava. Sattvika Bhava, yes. So, the point is that if we concentrate our mind upon Krishna, then we'll experience bhava. Just like if you enter into the fire, you can't help but becoming hot. Most people, to become cool, unless you're taking asana, then you don't walk into a fire in order to cool yourself down, because you'll get hot. Similarly, we concentrate upon our minds upon Krishna and enter into consciousness of Krishna, then we'll experience ecstasy. And ecstasy is preliminary before we experience prema or love. So Sanjaya spent at least 2 hours envisioning in the battlefield, hearing Krishna and Arjuna speaking to each other, so he gained the information. And he understood that, just like Arjuna understood at the end, kachit etachitam parta tvaya kai krena chetasa kachit agana samoha pranataste diranjaya. Have you heard this with your mind, a perfect intention, and is the illusion now dispelled? Krishna asks Arjuna. And Arjuna says, nashto moha smritir ladva tat prasada maya chuta sito smi gata sandeha karishe vachanam tava. Yes, my illusion has been dispelled, and I've regained my memory by your mercy. I am now prepared to act and follow according to your instruction. So Sanjaya, he also had realized the same thing, and now his hair is standing on end. Because he has gotten full knowledge that the whole idea is to think about Krishna, which he's been doing for at least 2 hours now, and it was ecstatic. So do you think he continued on? Probably. And then we'll find out that it was by the mercy of Vyasadeva, his teacher, who was able to do that. And then he, interesting enough, then he remembers the universal form, and he becomes more and more ecstatic. Could you imagine looking at the universal form in one place, seeing all the universes? Must be quite interesting. Seeing Brahma sitting on the lotus flower, seeing surrounded by the demigods, seeing Krishna with thousands of arms and thousands of legs, devouring warriors, effulgence everywhere. Must have been quite amusing. So Sanjaya, he not only remembers it once, but he keeps on repeating it, remembering it again and again and again. And he becomes more and more ecstatic. And his conclusion, of course, is, well, I won't spoil the conclusion. Maybe you won't. If you know the conclusion, maybe you won't read the Bhagavad Gita again. The conclusion ultimately is that we should try to think about Krishna. And if we try to think about Krishna gradually, maya sakta manakparta yogam yunjanmanashaya asamshayam samagramam yata gyasati tachnu. Hear from me, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. So if we can just fix our minds upon Krishna, the more we do that, the more we become free from illusion, and therefore there's no more doubt whether we're tiny souls and Krishna is unlimitedly attractive Supreme Person. All those doubts go away. And everything is cleared up, all the doubts, where we're going to go, who we are, who everyone else is. All doubts go away just by thinking about Krishna. There's nothing else we have to do. And to do that, we do devotional service, because that devotional service will free us from the illusory energy that we're now bewildered by. If we utilize our energies or the things that Krishna has provided for us, and we dovetail our desires that those things should be utilized in Krishna's service, then Krishna takes away all our illusion. And the more the illusion is taken away, then meditation on Krishna becomes clearer and more encouraging. One can gradually feel Krishna's presence, and everything about Krishna, everything becomes more attractive and more pleasurable. As Prabhupada writes here, I think he says, happy. You become happy. Who doesn't want to become happy? Anyone want to become miserable? Misery is a very... As soon as we come to the material world, we're miserable. And as much as we enter into spiritual consciousness, as much as we remember Krishna, then we become, as Prabhupada said, happy and successful. So I'll stop there. Any questions?
How to achieve this?
Hair standing on it?
Yes.
Thinking about Krishna. Read the Bhagavad Gita and see Krishna on the battlefield. Talking to Arjuna. Just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India and he saw one Brahmin who was reading the Bhagavad Gita, but he was illiterate, which means he probably didn't pronounce the words very well. It's not that he couldn't read it at all, but he wasn't reading it properly. So, and everyone was laughing at him, because I guess there were a lot of Sanskrit scholars back then. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, because he saw the Brahmin was crying when he read the Bhagavad Gita. He said, "Dear Brahmin," he said, I just want to ask you a question. I see that you're reading Bhagavad Gita, but you're illiterate, but yet you're crying." So the Brahmin realized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sincere. He wasn't trying to mock him. He said, "Yes, because every time my spiritual masters asked me to read the Bhagavad Gita every day, all the chapters. And whenever I can't read it properly, but whenever I open the book, I remember Krishna speaking to Arjuna on the battlefield. And I think, well, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's so kind that he becomes a charioteer for his servant. So whenever I think about how kind Krishna is, then I begin to cry." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You're the actual person who's understood Bhagavad Gita." So that's what we should understand. At the end of Bhagavad Gita, if we haven't understood that, we should read it again. Anything else? Okay. Grandharaj Bhagavad Gita ki jai.